Good evening.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, no, not at all.
I'm afraid I'm still very much in love with churches. So whenever I hear anyone speak about a church, I'm so inclined to come and visit. And I can see that you're all very kind people, and you have no need of the churches, I know, but they are beautiful places, really. Just their architecture and the love that it took to build them. And you see, even although I come from spirits, I am very attracted to them, because that is where I spent most of my time.
You were a sister, were you?
I was a sister, yes, and I always felt very protected in the church.
Yes.
So forgive me if it is not what you believe, but you allow me to come anyway.
Oh, yeah. They've definitely got their place.
Yes.
And the older churches, I think they were built on often on good energy sites.
Yes, well, the people who are congregated are basically good people. Just a little misguided, as we know. But nevertheless, generally very good people.
Yes, a lot of them have a lot to give, and the church is a platform to make things
for good
happen.
Would you mind, when you visit that church, if I accompanied you?
We'd love to have you along.
Absolutely.
I would only do it one time, but I'm intrigued now to visit with you.
Lovely to have you along.
I think one of the most beautiful aspects of churches is their stained glass windows.
Beautiful.
They are just stunning. And you're right when you said love, because only love could have accounted for such a wonderful creation.
People forget the beauty of the churches.
And there's the energy from the singing and the prayers as well.
Yes, yes. It raises you above everything else. It lifts you closer to God. You see, I am speaking of God and churches as if I am still on earth. I truly know it's not necessary. I do. But it's just so wonderful. I can't let go just yet.
No, there's fond memories.
Were you very young then? I was 20 years old when I joined. And I was there for many years. Until I had ill health, and of course, looking back, I was fortunate. And I had no doubts that that was my calling.
It's wonderful to have that.
And beautiful people also. But I won't take any more of your time. If I could say to you, dear people, you will recognize me by the name of Monica.
Monica. Sister Monica. Have you been before, Sister Monica?
No, not. I have not joined.
Sister Monica, of course.
Thank you for coming. Lovely to speak to you.
I will call you when we go to the church.
Yes, please do. I will await your call.
Come Can we just ask, what do you do now?
I work with small children, babies, because of course I never myself had any children. Mm-hmm. And now that I am in spirit, that is what I wish to do. But I am still doing many other things also. It is only when I hear people such as yourselves speak about churches that I am drawn back.
Well, they certainly have their function, and it's a mixed. Some of the messages is correct, and some of it is not quite correct. But
yes,
they have their place at the moment.
If that is what people desire, then of course that is what they must live by. The time will come when old people will know you do not have to worship a god by kneeling in a church. Love is
what was
people.
What was it? Sorry. I was going to ask Sister Monica, what was it like when you went over, when you passed over? Did you continue to go to church?
No, I did not, but that did not stop me loving the beauty of them. I, of course, realized after a very short time that they were unnecessary, but at the same time, very good for lots of people. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, our neighbour, he spends a lot of time in churches because that's been his profession he's a canon actually. But he's such a good man. He's really one of the genuine good people. And he does so much for so many people.
Yes.
Greatly loved as well. Everywhere we go, people know him. And they think we're very lucky to have him as a neighbour.
Yes.
We feel very lucky.
As in all walks of life, there are good and bad people. But I would say the majority of people are so kind, so loving, so giving of their time. And we still need people like that upon the earth.
And you're right, it is a place where you can find kindness and goodness.
But kindness and goodness should be part of everyone's everyday life,
of course, but
you do not need the churches. But at the same time, if you give your time to a church, then you feel its beauty and its love. I think I've taken most of my time, and I can hear a little voice calling me back. I believe you know the spirit as
Okay, well, we'll see you again soon.
Yes, my dears, you will. You don't be afraid if I try to make myself appear to you.
Not at all. By all means,
please come along.
We'd be delighted. If you appeared with us.
We shall see. We shall see.
Thank you.
Bless all of you. And I really must go.
Okay.
Thank you, then.
Thank you.
Thank you.